Blog Talk Radio.
Artist Connection. Perk your ears up, cause it's going down. The Artist Connection, the hottest and coolest show in town. You came to the right place, cause on every episode they play songs from up and coming artists across the globe. The hottest in news, gossip, and current events. So just sit back, relax, don't need to be tense. They're here to tell your story, ain't trying to steal your glory. No matter the category, just let it dispense. From Blues to Prince, Tasha and Tammy, exquisite. So visit the airwaves they inhabit. To this, this will be tragic. Don't dismiss the show, cause that it fact that they have it. Two sisters whip like a rabbit, lifting your soul to heaven's attic. I know you're gonna be healed by all the magic revealed. So crystal clear and surreal, and no static. So yo, I'm glad you made the selection. We'd like to welcome you to the Artist Connection. Here we go. Up in your area, we all in your section. Tasha and Tammy, be the radio's best friend. Coming to you live, international vibe. Just wanna say, welcome to the Artist Connection. All up in your area, we all in your section. Tasha and Tammy, be the radio's best friend. Coming to you live, international vibe. Here we go.
Hey, we're back with our Wednesday This and That show here on Artist Connection with your girl Tasha and Tammy. Tonight's main topic is all about being faithful / cheating. When does cheating begin? What do you consider cheating, or when do you consider cheating? Call in and share your opinion. The lines are going to be open in about 15 minutes, and the number is 347-633-9102. And we also brought a snippet from German soul sensation Mick Donay as he celebrates his spanking new album Rise and Shine. And he does shine. We love it. I will later in the show give you a teaser by playing a snippet of the single Happy Again. And you can visit his website where you find the links to buy his album and all sorts of other things. It's available on iTunes, on Amazon. Go to micdonay.com. That's micdonet.com. Now to our tonight's topic. Partner, enlighten me. Where does cheating begin, in your opinion?
All right. Well, for me, I will just say it just depends. I feel like, you know, I'm pretty clear on it. You know, basically it's like this. If you do something that your spouse can't see or you don't want them to see, then it's just wrong. Not necessarily have to be cheating. It's just wrong. You're doing, you know, underhanded, behind the back type stuff. And we're grown. Mm-hmm. So, you know, why play childish games? So that's how I feel about it. It's pretty, you know, clear. If you got to hide stuff, then you probably shouldn't be doing it if you're in a relationship.
Right. I agree. So pretty much what you're saying, in your opinion, and you're a married woman, if he hides it, then it's automatically cheating, or if he hides it, then it becomes suspicious, rather.
I don't think it's necessarily cheating, but I feel like you have to know that you're doing something that is not okay in your relationship. It has to be crossing some sort of boundary or line if you feel guilty about it, or if you're hiding it. And if it's something that you're trying, you know, that you don't want your spouse to see, you have to hide, then to me, it's not necessarily cheating. It's just, you know, you've crossed the boundary, obviously, in your relationship, or you wouldn't be hiding.
So as our show title, of course, says, how do you feel about the whole texting, flirting, and online inboxing type of stuff? So let's start with the texting. I would like to hear your opinion, because, you know, since you're married and in a relationship, and I'll give my little 5 cents to it later, but how do you feel, first of all, about texting the opposite sex? If your husband would text, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, it's actually funny, because I would be the one that would do more texting opposite sex because of the businesses, you know, that I'm building and things that I'm doing. So most of the time, the issues that we've ever had with it has been me having to be completely open, and that's something that, you know, when you're cheating, you're not willing usually to do. So I have to be completely open and transparent and let him know, like, if they're calling me or texting me, because I do tell my clients and stuff, they can call or reach me anytime, because, I mean, stuff happens. You know, if they do shows or whatever the case may be, you know, it may be late and somebody's, you know, like, asking them questions or whatever the issue may be. And I've mentored poets and things like that too. So, and I know, partner, you probably have the same, you know, the same type of stories and same life. I mean, it's kind of like if you're open and you're honest, and it doesn't matter if you get the phone or he gets the phone, and there's no issue, then it's fine. I mean, you can text the opposite sex, but you have to be a disciplined person yourself. And if you have issues with temptation or anything, then that's something you really need to address and think about in your relationship. I personally don't have issues with the temptation aspect of it. I'm all about my business at this time. I'm cool on, you know, any outside type, you know, situations, but everybody's not the same. So I will say if you're a person that's out there handling your business, just like you'll hear a lot of artists and stuff, they'll say, well, she knew what she was getting into when she got into a relationship. Yeah, but so did you. So it's up to you to also be open if you're going to consider being in a relationship, because it's, you know, you don't mess with somebody's trust. It takes a long time to build up and just seconds to lose. So don't mess with their trust.
Yeah. I love that. I'm soaking everything in you saying, because I'm gonna have to be very open and honest. Of course, you know, that's what I have to do. I owe that to the listener.
Yes,
I owe it to myself to be honest with what I'm saying right now. I come from a very long line of being insecure in relationships. At the same time, I've attracted that also. Like, you know, I've had trust issues, and I have to say, I mean, when I'm in love and I'm in a relationship, I'm very faithful. I'm very loyal. But just like you, you know, we artists and we do things. And so we deal with people, and sometimes, you know, they can call us and text us maybe in the middle of the night, which the partner would have to be trusting enough to be okay with it. On the other hand, I was not always as open, and I'm going to be honest. So that was not fair. Like, how can I put it? Like, if they would do something like text or the opposite text, I would get mad. Like, what are you doing? But the reason I think that, and I'm not trying to even excuse that, but the whole hiding factor, like, it was hidden from me. Like you said, if you have to hide, then there's something fishy about it. So they were hiding it. You know, it was hidden from me. And maybe now that I'm, like, older, looking back, my younger self, maybe they hid it from me because I was jealous and, you know, was, gave them drama. You know, that could be it, too. That's why they was like, well, I'd rather just hide it. Because, you know what I mean? So you have to look at it both ways, too.
Well, I'll put it like this. To me, as a woman, when I got into this relationship, you know, with my husband before we got married or anything, I was coming from exactly where you were from. And the right person, I'm just saying, they can handle all of it, and they'll love you through it, and they'll be there for you. Yes, it's hard. Yes, sometimes you spaz out. Yes, sometimes you have problems, because, I mean, the most put-together person, you're still going to have insecurities. I don't know anybody walking this earth, no matter how great they are, that doesn't have some insecurities about themselves. So, you know, I will just say, personally, for me, the right person will go to bat for you and will be that person that's like, I'm not going anywhere. This is what it is. You know, a lot of people don't like that answer, you know, because we like to think that, you know, people can just accept us how we are. But it's all give and take. And I don't want to be, I always say, like, I don't want to be in a relationship with a rock. I want somebody that can move and be flexible and let me create and let us create our own version of life and trust together, you know.
Yeah.
So
beautiful.
You have to. Yeah, you have to do that.
Hey, look, I'm going to have to invite you to my show where you give relationship tips, okay, or something like that. Like, seriously, because, I mean, I have not figured it out. I have not. I am just now in the process of figuring out life and figuring out myself, you know, because it goes back to loving yourself, which I am so close to now. If I say I'm 65% there and most people are not, most people are 30% maybe, and don't even realize it, because there's this quote going around, and I love it. It's viral, and I need to share it on our page. It says, if you had to name, like, five things that you love the most, how long would it take before you would name yourself? And it's really true. I have to stress it, because we don't love ourselves, and we don't even think about it. But we don't.
No.
And especially if we stay in a relationship where we're unhappy, where we get treated bad, just anything. You do not love yourself if you let that happen. But you don't realize that. So I'm in the process of healing my own life and getting to the point where I think I'm probably going to make a perfect partner once I'm there. But before that, I cannot even blame the partners, because I know it was me. And I said it so many times. I think the last three or four shows we talked about it, and I mentioned that because I'm on a spiritual journey, actually. And,
okay.
And it's very serious. And oh, my God, it's like, wow, I was horrible because I didn't love myself. But
wow.
Back to the whole texting and inboxing.
Yes.
I say it like that. If I was in a relationship right now, and I'm single, officially mm-hmm. single, because they always ask me, yes, I am single.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I'm in a relationship, and my boyfriend sits right there on his phone, and, you know, that's what we do now. This is the generation. Everybody's on their phone.
Everybody.
Sometimes sadly, but that's just, you know. And he would say, look, this is what I'm doing. You know, and not that he would have to, like, report to me every 5 seconds. I mean, it's his life. You can do it. You know, really, it shouldn't
mm-hmm.
have to be like that, that we would even get to the
right.
point to where I would want that. But
mm-hmm.
since I'm coming from where I'm coming from, and like you said, too, like I said, you have to come to my show and give counseling. Because it was beautiful what you said. No, really,
yes.
when you said to come together, talk about these issues, work together.
Yes.
And that's just something that I've never done, before. I mean, it
mm-hmm.
was never really talked about. You just jumped into a relationship, and boom, there are the problems. You having a problem
right.
with me talking to this person. I'm having a problem
mm-hmm.
you not doing this. So it's like,
right.
wow.
right.
You know,
so this topic
for me is hard even.
It's hard. Well, you know what? It's so funny because I was just talking to someone about this the other day, and she was like, I don't see how you do it, how you do marriage. And I'm like, oh, my
mm-hmm.
God, well, what is your definition of marriage? Because we make our own marriage, you know. We make our own rules about how we
mm-hmm.
live and love and live this life. But somebody expressed it great in any relationship. Remember, you are in a high-speed car, and you have a passenger.
Mm-hmm.
You need to express every left you make, every right you make, not because you have to check in with them. I mean, you know, like, oh, my God, I better tell this person before I get in trouble. No, you're not a child. What it is I care enough about you to let you know where we're going, because we're going together. Let's communicate.
Mm.
We're going together.
Mm-hmm.
It's not I got to tell him where I'm going. I got to tell him how much I make. No, we're going together. We're on a journey. And we're moving
Love
fast because life, the internet, people, they try to tell you who you are. You know, you go
mm-hmm.
on social media, they tell you, okay, you're married, then you must be married and bored. I tell people, no, I'm
mm-hmm.
happily married because I determine what my marriage is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, you know, at the end of the day, whether you're married or single or whatever, when you go to bed and you just have yourself, you have to make yourself happy, period, regardless.
Oh, yeah.
So don't beat yourself up about old stuff. Let that go. Let it all go. Because, I mean, you have to think about it, you know. It's so funny, all the single people I know, they're like, I'm getting myself together to get in a relationship. And I'm not
mm-hmm.
too saying that they're looking for that, but I'm saying, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm on a spiritual quest. I'm on this, I'm on that. And I just say, you know what? That's great. That is great. Whatever you're doing to enrich your life, do it and continue to do it in a relationship. You still have to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
You have to do it regardless.
It's just that, it's just,
yes.
and hey, you give such great advice. I love it. I'm soaking it all in because, I mean, I don't know it all, you know. I mean, and I know you don't know it all either.
Nobody,
and you're still learning.
Nobody.
And you can be married
yes.
for 100 years and every day
yes.
is still, I mean, it's still a challenge. It's still work. It doesn't stop. But
right.
at least, you know, you know kind of the foundation of what it takes. And
mm-hmm.
I was married, but I was, like, super young. I was, like, in my
mm-hmm.
20s when I got married.
Yeah.
And,
oh,
I mean,
yeah.
you know, we just both weren't ready. I mean, we weren't,
right.
you know. We got married.
Right.
Okay, there was a baby on the way. Let's get married. Let's do the right thing. But we was too
exactly.
too young. So after that, I was scared, and I didn't want to take that step again. Now, it's like I'm so ready because now I know – like you said, if you love yourself, you take care of yourself. You know, everything else kind of goes a little bit
yeah.
smoother if you love yourself. And also what you said with,
mm-hmm.
I love that. Oh, my God,
yeah.
I've never looked at it like that. And
yeah.
what always, that Tyler Perry movie, I think it's Why Did We Get Married? Is it that movie? Where he says
yeah.
when the I becomes us. This is so deep. I mean, soak it in.
Yeah.
Yes, Wendy, I become us. And it shouldn't be like a job or like a, oh,
no.
I gotta tell him where I went. I want to tell him.
Right.
I want him
yes.
to be okay with, and I don't want him to worry or have to think
mm-hmm.
something. So that's a beautiful thing. Like, baby, I'm going to go
yeah.
here. Okay, and I'm just
mm-hmm.
letting you know. I mean, I shouldn't have to
right.
ask, can I go? Because you're not my dad.
Right. Yeah.
But I think
I love you
it
enough
is,
to let you know where I am. Yeah.
I think that's
I
totally beautiful.
Me.
Right. It's
yeah.
totally beautiful to say that. But on the other hand, and now we've taken it a little bit away from our topic, but, okay,
mm-hmm.
how about, I'm going to have to take it there now.
Okay.
If your partner wants to go somewhere that is very important to him or her. I mean, you know, I guess
okay.
the question is for the listener too. But the other partner's at home and saying, you know what? I mean, I'm healthy physically, but mentally, I would need you to be home and here with me right now. But there's this event. Let's say us as artists, like, okay, I have a show or I have, I don't know, perform something.
Yeah.
But your partner doesn't want you to go because, I mean, what then?
They
know?
Need you.
It's like you have to compromise.
They need you. Mm-hmm. You know, for like I say, like it's you're in a partnership, and how can you go out and enjoy yourself if your partner is not at their best? You know, they are a priority. Their well being, their healthiness, because that all affects you. That affects your marriage or your relationship or whatever. And you just have to, you know, always think to yourself that. We're in that car, and we're in that car together, and we're going to be in that car together for a long time, no matter who comes, who goes, what event happens, what event doesn't, and let's keep this as solid
mm-hmm.
and good as possible, because I'm going to tell you, a happy partner and yourself being
mm-hmm.
happy is just the best, just the best. And, you know, I don't want to make it seem like I'm just, you know, we're just so solid. We really took a lot of counseling and advice from other married couples, because you need the tools in a relationship, the tools
right.
to get healthy, because I'm telling you, we have been a mess before. But once again, remember, you're in that car, and get those tools
mm-hmm.
and get that relationship going. And I will say this, partner, any person that you get in a relationship with is just extremely blessed to have you, because not only is she beautiful, you're super talented, and you have a good
oh.
heart. And so many people
oh.
don't. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
you guys,
yeah.
if you're listening, get your stuff together
before
you approach her.
Oh, my God. We make what a love connection. Look, artist connection,
right.
love connection.
A love
oh,
connection.
Yeah, yeah. Just email me, you know, if you're single. Oh, God, no. Just like,
you know, no, email her if you're single, okay? We'll do a dating game.
Oh, no, we cannot
oh,
do
Lord.
That.
We
no,
may
no.
do some. It may be some internet dating.
Oh gosh, love connection. I already see it. Big headline. Artist connection.
Right.
Tonight's topic: love connection. Let's connect.
Love connection.
Jimmy with another. Oh. I also agree with what you said just now.
Mm-hmm.
And also, let's say I'm the type of person, I don't want my partner to go. But you know what? Then that's selfishness. That's not love. That's fear.
That is.
That's not
yes.
love. That's fear. And I have
yes.
to love enough to let go and to trust. And I
yes.
wrote a very beautiful quote about that, actually, because love is freedom to me now. And that's,
oh, that's
what
beautiful.
I what I looked at it as.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yes.
it is. And go, because I will be here when you get back, you know, and we ain't just talking love. I mean, I'm just saying in general, spread your wings,
right.
fly off to the world. My love will still be here, and my love will still be love when you get back. Love is freedom. That's one of my quotes. And
love is freedom, yes. And let me just say this, okay? Remember, guys, if you're in a relationship with somebody and they want to go wherever or do whatever, let them, because remember, they're losing you. And, oh, my God, what's better than you, right? If they lose you because they want to do stupid stuff, then, wow, they missed out on something awesome. And that's what people forget. You know, we get like, oh, let me hold on. Let me hold on to this person. You never can. Nothing keeps
no.
a person. That person has no. to be there because they care, because they love you. That's it. So you don't
exactly.
have to hold people super tight, you know? You
I
can let go and
relax. When I was 13, I had my heart broken for the first time. And it's like the puppy, teeny puppy love. And Mama said something to me because she really was hurt to see me hurt. She said, see, that's the worst moment I'll ever fear, to see you crying and getting your heart broken and I couldn't protect you.
Right.
And so she said, because he broke up with me, partner, and I was crying. And he was like, I don't want to
be a partner. Oh, I have a story like that, trust me.
Yeah. Listen, and I'm sitting here just sobbing, and she said something, and I was 13, and still stuck with me. She said, right now, you are sitting here crying, and at the same time, he's somewhere out there laughing and smiling and having a good time.
Amazing.
And even though I was 13 years old, that stuck with me. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's fun.
Right.
I probably didn't think that, but, you know, he's out there right now smiling, having fun, playing, whatever, and I'm sitting here crying.
Right.
Like, that kind of built me up when I was a kid. And it I mean, to me, if that's the case, then, you know, that person doesn't love you, and you have to love yourself enough to know and to say, you know what, I can do this without this person because this person doesn't deserve me. This person doesn't love me.
Exactly.
I love myself enough to acknowledge that, so. Mm-hmm.
Right. And it I love that. I just really do, because that is literally what it is. That person is living and you're over there falling apart and falling to pieces. And the best revenge is success. Always. Success in love,
happiness.
Success in life, happiness. Mm-hmm. And you're not doing it to get revenge. You're just happy.
Right.
You're living your life. And, you know, one of my favorite quotes, I don't know exactly what it is, but it goes, oh, my gosh, something like, my happiness may offend you, or don't let my happiness offend you. I really wasn't directing it towards you. And I can't remember who was saying it, because I'm not so focused on you that I'm like, oh, look at me, I'm happy. No, I'm so happy, busy being happy, I don't even know you're there, but you see me. And you're looking at me.
Right.
But I'm just so
busy being happy. The moment I would even use the word revenge in my happiness to get back to somebody else, that's not real happiness. That's fake. And I'm still hurt.
Right.
So that type of revenge, let's call it karma, but it's life karma. Because, you know, whatever you put out, you get back. So if I'm happy and you take it as a revenge, hey, I mean, then, then you know you messed up, and now it's karma hitting you back in the face.
Right.
You know?
That's your experience with it. Yeah, exactly. That's your thing. Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I can
tonight
tell
I'm sorry. Go ahead, partner.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I could definitely tell about some heartbreak. I've had it, but like you said, keep it pushing, be happy, and move on.
Right. All of that leads up to the soulmate. That's, you know, that's what I told myself when I had my, I think, fifth heartbreak. I was like, these things are supposed to happen because this is leading me to my soulmate. That's what I told myself.
But when you meet the right person, because let me tell you something, when I met my husband, I just knew, okay? I knew he was the perfect person. I wanted to personally go to my exes and handshake them all. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much, because look what I got. Look what God has for me. But it's kind of like, you ever see that meme where, like, the little girl has a balloon, and he's like, if you let it go, you know, I'll have something bigger for you. And I think God has, like, a carnival or something behind him. But it's just, you got to let go of that little so he can bless you with bigger and better and all that great stuff. So,
And also, there's also this beautiful saying in the whole law of attraction thing is, you know, I'm still holding, let's say, my ex. I'm holding him in both hands, and my hands are full. So, therefore, there's no space for somebody else. I have to drop him. I have to let him go. Like, a metaphor thing. I got to let, you know, because I'm still holding him in both hands. So my hands don't have any room to hold someone else. So it's like, wow,
right.
I literally, you know, it's like, these things make a lot of sense when you kind of focus on, wow, what am I doing? I'm sitting here. I'm still holding on, grabbing with both arms, you know, to this.
I tell you guys, it's not good for me. Yeah, and you know what? I have a story about that. I have a friend, and I wish she would call. I mean, if I really would have known how deep we were going to go with this conversation, I would have had her call in. But when we first, I mean, we met within days of her meeting this awesome guy, maybe a few weeks, but she was dealing with her ex, and she had read my book, and so she was, you know, we were, you know, we had basically bonded over that, right? So we're at dinner, and we're just, you know, sitting there, whatever, talking, and she was telling me, like, she's like, my heart still belongs to him. She's like, I don't know what to do. I answered his calls, and I said, just stop answering the calls. I said, just stop, you know. And I said, when you want to answer, just I promise you, just let it go. And when I tell you that within a few weeks, someone from her past, like when she was a little girl, they went to elementary school together, found her on Facebook. They went on a year later. Now they're married. They bought houses together. I mean, I can't even tell. And I really wanted her to come. I mean, you know, wanted her to do the show and talk about that, because that's the first thing I told her. I said, just stop answering. Just please, just for a couple of, you know, weeks.
Yeah.
If, you know, and once you do that, then it's easier to go a few months, you know, because she really, I mean, this was a long, hurtful, hard relationship. Yeah, very hard for her. And just the rejection. She has so much self-doubt, you know, and I've been there. So when she was talking to me, I mean, I was like, girl, I know where you are. I mean, I was in tears. We were really just, you know, comforting, you know, I was comforting her because I've been there, you know, and I just was like, God, you know, but she let go and she's so happy. She has the biggest smile. I am going to talk to her and try to get her just to maybe call in on another show and so you could check in with her. She's so awesome.
That'd be great. And I want to remind the listeners, our topic tonight is cheating, you know, question mark. You know, when does cheating or how does cheating, in your definition, where does it start? Texting, flirting. I'm a big flirt, I have to say. I do flirt. But do you consider it as cheating? Our phone line, studio line, is 347-633-9102, and you can call in and share your opinion. And said it at the beginning of the show. I brought a snippet from our soul sensation, Mick Donay. He has a new album, Rise and Shine. And I brought a snippet. It's very nice song. It's called Happy Again, and I'm just going to let it play for the listeners to, you know, we have to support our Mick, and you can buy his whole album on his website, mickdonay.com, and here is the snippet of Happy.
Come outside, let's go to the park, watch the clouds and the moon. Dark. Oh, we could just chill, don't even have to talk. Yeah, we could just chill. Oh, I would give anything just to see you happy again.
Connection with your girl Tasha and Tammy. That was a snippet of Mick Donay's new album Rise and Shine, Happy Again. I love it. It's just very happy feeling, like sunshine, you know, rooftop ride. Get on the highway and play it. I just love his music. He's just great.
That's feel good music right there. I love that song. I'm definitely going to be getting my version of that song when it's available.
Right.
Heat, man, that voice. I just put an artist connection. I just said we love Mick Donay.
Yeah, I've seen that. Listen, back to our topic, flirting, okay? Now, where does it begin? Okay. Where does it end? Where is the limit? Because, you know, people consider flirting like, okay, when I smile and say hello to somebody, they can already, you know, interpret that as flirting, which could be because, I mean, I have I don't know. I'm just seeing with my eyes subconsciously. Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And men have told me that before. Like, you flirting with me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, my God, I did not mean to. So it's like I'm a natural flirt. How would that be, though, if somebody like me, okay, at the gas station, you know, smiles at your husband. Okay, okay, that didn't sound right. You know what I mean, though.
No,
like,
somebody,
you know, somebody like me, they don't mean I'm right, and then the husband looks back and smiles back. Would that offend you?
Well, flirting is all about intention. So there is no – now, there's harmless flirting, but it's still about intention. You're doing something to draw a certain amount of attention from a particular person, okay? So if you're if someone's flirting with him or saying hello to him, you can say hello to him. It'll make his little face light up because, you know – I mean, every guy, every woman, every person likes that somebody finds them attractive. Me and him have a very, I mean, he's not like a, you know, one of those guys I got to be like, don't look at her. You know what I mean? He's not like that. So, and we're very, we're social butterflies. He speaks to everybody. I speak to everybody. You just have to be comfortable in your relationship. I'm just not that girl anymore. Now, when I was younger, probably I would go to running down the street and be ready to kill you. But now I'm so good with me. I'm so happy with me.
Right.
And it's like, and I feel like if he was to take off, that's his loss, man. I don't care. You know what I mean? That's his loss. That's just how I feel. Yeah.
Actually, it's so crazy. It's so crazy with me, partner. Listen to this. In a relationship, right?
Okay.
Like flirting and all that stuff doesn't bother me. Like, I'm so, I guess I am comfortable enough in my skin. The only problem, I have more problem with the texting, but when it comes to the texting, with the hiding the text, like hiding the phone situation, like that type of stuff. I have a problem with that. Or you, you know, being in the inbox with other women, like, to me that's inappropriate if you're in a relationship or married. To me, that's inappropriate. To me, that's where cheating can start. I'm not going to say it's already cheating when you do that. I mean, depending on the content of, you know, your
messages.
It's
opening the door to cheating.
It's opening. It's very intimate. To me, it's a very intimate. I know people might be like, oh, gosh. Yes, to me, it's very intimate. I don't have a problem if some look, I'm the type of person, me and my dude, we walk around, like, downtown and, you know, see, like, some women with nice bodies, I'd be like, dang, she got a nice butt. And look at how, oh, she's pretty.
Right.
Like, that's just me, though. I always compliment women, pretty women. I always do. That's just something I've always done. And I don't have a problem with if my man sees that. No, I don't have a problem with that. And that's not considered cheating.
Right.
Like, of course, if I would sit somewhere in a restaurant and there was this woman on the other table and she would lick her lips and look at my man, I mean, and he would lick his lips back, and I mean, that's disrespectful, plain disrespectful for one. I mean,
and that's exactly
like that,
what I was going to say. Yeah, I was really going to say, let's talk about disrespect, because that's different than flirting. It's different than you know, really anything. I mean, because it's one thing to, like I said, like, you know, have her be like, hi, you know, everybody's had that overly friendly waitress before and stuff like that. But, okay, I'll give you an example. When my husband, he used to be on the road. Now, mind you, he was on the road for 5 years, where he would only be home 3 days a month. 3 days a month. That type of relationship, I know people are like, oh, my God, like, that must have been horrible. That must have been terrible. We were connected at the hip, okay? I mean, we both were so insecure of each other that we were just, it was just a mess, basically, because we were watching each other so tough that we never parted. I was always on my phone texting. When I wasn't at work, I'm texting, and he's texting, and, you know, trying to, all that stuff. It's just a mess. You cannot overly watch each other. It just does not work, okay?
No.
So let's talk about disrespect. If your partner, okay, any adult knows how to shut another opposite sex adult down, even a woman, don't buy the whole damsel in distress thing where, oh, my God, he's just coming at me, and I can't stop it. No, you know how to shut him down. You just maybe not want to, okay? So same thing for men. Men have a hard time telling women no because they're so used to being like, oh, my gosh, she's talking to me,
And
it's a lot of temptation for men. I'm not saying that all men cheat because I don't think that at all. I just think that the little things, that you know, women are pretty much used to saying no. You know, we've been trying to have men, you know, men have been trying to get at us since we were small kids, you know what I mean?
Right.
So,
right.
You know, we're used to saying no. Men, not so much, and they're used to pursuing.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say, and nowadays, more now than ever, I think women are more aggressive and more outright just disrespectful. You have to, I'll tell you, trust, but be informed. I like informed trust. I will be lying to you all if I tell you that I don't occasionally go through some stuff. I do, okay?
Right.
And you guys can get mad at me and I'm human.
Right.
I'm a woman. I trust you. And I don't do it every day, and I don't do it, you know, all the time. But when I feel something, I'm looking, and thank God, because people say if you look for it, you're gonna find it. That's not true.
Right. That's what my mama would say. She would say that.
That's
though.
What my mom would say too. Yeah, my mom would say that too. But 8 years, I ain't found nothing that I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe. No texting, no inboxing, no nothing. And you're talking about a person who literally falls asleep with his phone like on my side of the bed. He's not I gotta have my phone close to me. Like, he's not that.
Right, right.
And no shade, not to throw my ex under the bus, but he was all that. He was all that. Let me put the phone under the mattress.
Let me take it to the bathroom. Let me take it to the toilet.
Right. Take the battery out. Leave the battery somewhere. Yeah. So, and a lot of my emotional scars do come from him. So that is probably why I get those, like, you know, this is too good to be true. Let me check. You know, I get those still, you know. But isn't it awesome when you have somebody who can handle it? Like, don't be ashamed of the woman you are. Don't be ashamed of the person you are. Yeah, I'm a check.
Right.
I'm sorry. I don't want to find out 50 years from now, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you got, you know, I don't know. That's how I am. So.
But that's why I had to be honest, too, at the beginning of the show, where I said that in the relationship, up until my last relationship, I have been the aggressor a little bit, more than I admitted at first. And that was the hardest part, to admit that, actually. To admit my wrongs and to see it, but it's also so freeing. I feel so much freer now because I admit it now. I admit it to everybody. I admit it publicly now. I admit it to the partner that, you know, I say, hey, look, here it is, okay? I have daddy issues, which is not the excuse for everything, but at least it explains it to myself where some of these insecurities came from. And they didn't really come just from bad relationships, because I had men that loved me and wanted to marry me, okay? That came from another place. That came from a whole other place, from the daddy, not from that place. Not that I was looking for a dad, you know, but people know what I'm talking about. You know, my dad
I completely understand
kind of
the daddy issues. I have them,
Right. It just sounds bizarre, right, if you say, I have daddy issues. Like,
no. I think it would only sound bizarre to someone who may not have daddy issues.
Well,
but
right.
I completely understand.
Some people may not know. Mm-hmm. Some people may not know what daddy issues are. I mean, a lot of women have it. A lot of us women didn't have their dad around. And we don't even think about that. That could be the reason. I didn't think about it for many years. Like, what? My daddy has nothing to do with that. That's my dad.
Mm.
But he, you know, he's the number one, the first man, or should be, in every little girl's life. And just he wasn't.
Yeah.
So I always had that fear of being left. And so, you know,
abandonment.
Abandonment issues.
And
a lot of times I would break up before they could break up, because I was scared they would break up, so I break up and hurt myself, hurt them. I mean, you know, it was just a mess.
Mm-hmm.
But and also the insecurities, I think a lot of that comes from that. And then, of course, you know, you attract bad when you feel bad, when you think bad. So I attracted, of course, all these bad things in my life as well. I know that now.
Right.
But, you know, you live and learn.
You do. And the law of attraction is very real. I'm definitely a believer of that. It's just, you know, with your dad, he teaches you what relationships are, what a man should do, and who a man should be, whether he wants to or not. So does your mom.
She teaches you the kind of woman you should be and what you should do. Like, because of my mother being such a perfectionist, I always struggle with myself being good enough. And that's a whole nother side. We'll have to do a show on that one.
Because right.
Not on in the love department, always been very confident in that area. But when it comes to business and when allowing myself to feel worthy of being in certain places, we had a discussion, and, oh, my God, the beautiful email that you sent me from the person who said that they really liked when I was talking about, you know, my insecurities of being a poet, you know, and not feeling good enough. Because I always struggle, because when you're raised by someone who thinks that everything has to be perfect to really be any good at all, it's very hard to ever think that you're good enough, because nobody can, you know, can achieve perfection. But in my mind, that's what I always look for. Yeah, so I struggle more, and I still struggle more in that area. But I will say, guys, that in relationships, when you were talking about those issues that you have, there are levels to daddy issues. There are women who literally want a daddy figure, meaning that they want to feel protected. They want to feel loved and safe by a man. Mm-hmm. And that is a different level than just saying that I don't want you to leave me. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to feel left. You know, and I had that. I didn't want to feel left. Mm-hmm. I didn't want my kids when I was dealing with my ex, I didn't want my kids to be raised without a father or having a stepfather, because I love my dad. You know what I'm saying? I consider him my dad. But it never was the same as when your father. You know what I mean? It no matter how wonderful they are, it just never takes that place of that biological connection. So I always felt like I needed that, you know. And I wanted that, and I wanted that so bad for my kids that I dealt with so much crap, you know. So I will say, please love yourself, because you will end up putting not only yourself but your children, if you have them or going to have them, whatever, into bad situations. Dating is a real thing. It's so serious. Relationships are so serious, and people think that you can just fly in and fly out like butterflies, but it really can mess you up and really can hurt you. I usually would not talking too much, but I have to tell you guys, I have an aunt. She passed away now, but my mom would always say, I don't want you to let this man drive you crazy, because I have an aunt who was dating this man in high school, and this woman and this man would like constantly leave her, mistreat her, abuse her. So when she turned 20, she had a psychiatric break. She literally sat on the porch until she was like maybe in her 50s. And waited for him, and was like, he's going to come any minute now, completely out of her mind. This man had moved on, went to the Army, had kids, did everything, and she was still waiting for him. And that is a real thing, guys. So, you know, don't let anybody play with your heart or your emotions. Don't let people play mind games. And I see it so much with these guys. You're out here trying to have fun. I get it. But really be careful, because people are not as stable sometimes as you think they are. So be very careful stringing people along. And don't go along to be strung along. That's all I got to say about that, guys.
That's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one. And I think I don't know if it's that much, but I say at least 75% of humans, we bring a whole lot of mess into relationships. We bring the past. We bring the daddy issues, the mommy issues. We bring, our insecurities, the past relationship. We bring all that baggage into the next relationship, and then we wonder, I wonder why it doesn't work, you know. So the simplest thing is, if you love yourself, you're not going to have none of these problems. And then a text message and an inbox, and none of that stuff would bother you. And these are just things that, I mean, you're never too old to learn, and I'm the best example of that. Because, I mean, I'm like, okay, I don't have life figured out, but you know I got this much figured out. If I don't love myself, I cannot expect for anybody else to love me. I cannot expect, I understand the call right, and I really, really agree with that, but I still cannot depend or expect for my husband to make me happy. I have to make myself happy first. because he don't know exactly what I need. He know what I want.
Right.
Because I can tell him that. But I only know what I need. So if I love myself, I'm going to be happy, you know, because I can make myself happy. And then I'm going to be happy with my man. And I'm going to open up that channel for him to love me. Because really what we do when we don't love ourselves, we really teach them how to treat us, other people.
We do.
Period.
We do. Everybody.
And how to abuse us.
How to treat us.
Yeah. We teach them how to abuse us, how to lie to us, because we don't have no self-respect.
Yep.
We don't love ourselves. To me, that is just almost the answer to almost everything these days. And when I say I'm on a spiritual journey, I mean that. I mean, I've always meditated, but I'm like two times a day hardcore. I really, in my spare time, all I do is do my audios, my affirmations. I'm so into this stuff, and I'm so happy. I'm seeing life, like, in a very different way, and it's beautiful. It's like a journey, literally a journey. And I'm not saying I'm doing this, and then I'm ready. No. Oh, whenever it's time, and, you know, it's time. I'm just not going to focus on it. I'm not going to focus on it anymore.
Right.
I'm focused
and,
me. I'm focused on loving you.
I mean, I was going to say, you know, really, it would be really good just for the energy, you know, for the positivity. I would love to hear some of your quotes and your affirmations, you know, just throughout the show, you know what I mean? Because people need as much love, as much positivity, because I was learning about touch. At the time, I was thinking about going to be a massage therapist. I really wanted to do that. And people were talking about how important it is, because we don't have a lot of human contact anymore. And some people can go for days and months without experiencing the human touch or just nice words being said to them. And that's why, you know, you ever say something to somebody and they'll be like, oh, you're flirting with me. And you'll be like, no, I wasn't. It's because they're not used to. They're not used to somebody saying things to them or doing anything like that. So anytime that you can be a person that can, you know, share love and not only with yourself but with the world, it changes the atmosphere. It changes the spirit. And sometimes, you know, because we do take calls from all over the world and stuff, and, you know, we've had some scary ones before.
Right.
We need that flow of energy, that positivity, all in through everywhere we go, because we get a lot of love. But just those little spoiled, you know, spoiled apples, they, you know, like they say, can ruin the whole bunch. So just as a cleansing partner, I need that.
I don't know if you read my quote that I posted in our poetry group earlier. I think I wrote it like 2 months ago or whatever. Anyway, I've been sharing it, and it says, it's great if you love me, but that's your choice. But I have to love me. That is mandatory. And, you know, it just really reflects everything I just said. It is mandatory. Mm-hmm. Without that, without self-love, you cannot expect anybody else to love you for you. That's not going to happen.
Right.
Or
and remember,
to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And the world
I was
going to
say. Yeah, and I was, that is so true. And I was going to say also, like you said, we teach people how to treat us. It is impossible to please someone who is waiting for something that they can't express. Because usually when we're going through all of our problems and stuff, and we have the daddy issues and we're trying to be in a relationship, how can you give half of yourself or your whole self to someone? You probably will be giving your half of yourself, if that, to someone else. But how can you do
that
if it's damaged and it's messed up? So it's
a
way
to give them the
Yeah.
What are you
it's
giving
like,
them?
Here you go. Yeah. It's like, no,
yeah.
I don't want to. Yeah.
Like,
take it.
Like
yeah,
that song by
know.
Jhené Aiko, Brave. It's brave to love me. You are brave because I am completely
love her.
Wreck. Like, I know.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
We
that
all
song.
Are, partner. We all are wreck.
I mean,
yes.
It's such a deep song. And I have another quote that I wrote, and it's very simple. It says, love can outweigh any struggle. And love starts with yourself.
And I can, you know, I can do a whole show about that and to prove why it is so important and why everything else will flow in your life when you start loving yourself and looking at yourself.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, I listen to Louise Hay, as you can tell, because, I mean, she preaches that every time. And she tells you to look at yourself even, which is the hardest thing to do for people. Hardest thing to do is to look in the mirror and look at yourself without having these, oh, I'm too fat, oh, I'm too old, oh, I'm this, oh, I'm that. Can you stop
right.
it for a minute? Can you just look at yourself? And I'm just repeating what she said. Look at yourself and tell yourself that you love yourself, not in a conceit way, but in
right.
a just loving yourself. Like, you know, I have to. But that's the hardest thing because, I mean, the first thing that I normally think when I look at me, oh, gosh, look at my hair. Oh, you know. I mean, seriously.
That's everybody.
But that's what I said. We are so programmed to not look in the mirror and say,
and see good things.
Actually, I love you. If people say they'd be like, ooh, I'm hot, I'm this, I'm that. But that's conceited. Conceit. And, you know, I didn't realize when she said that, she said being conceited is also a form of fear. And I'm like, wow, let that sink in. I mean, I've always said conceited to me, you haven't accomplished anything. Conceited because you're pretty. Like, what is that? Like, that's stupid, right? I was born looking a certain way. How can I be stuck up about that? Now, that's crazy. But to love yourself, have a healthy confidence about you, you know, saying, you know what, I'm very grateful that I look the way I look, and I'm happy with myself, and I'm very thankful and grateful, and I love myself. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
Right. And you know, it's funny, but I think Kanye West, he put it the best way. Really, he did. He said, you know, the people highest up got the lowest self-esteem. The people that you're looking at that are like, oh, my gosh, she's perfect, are sitting there like, oh, my God, somebody else is going to come along, and they're going to be prettier, and they're going to pay attention to them. And I mean, completely a wreck. You will be surprised. Like, I'm just going to be honest. I thought that Stacey Dash, this is like way back in the day, the Clueless days, I was like, oh, my God, why don't I look like her? Why don't I have her hair? Why don't I mean, I just thought she was just so pretty, right? Because not my kid's father, but the guy that I was talking to at the time just thought she was so gorgeous. And he gave me a complex. Sometimes you got to watch who you tell your partner you like. I get that we want to do that, but be real careful with that, guys. They should be able to handle it, but young people that are not exactly where you are, just be really careful. You
not
give
confident.
Them a big complex. Exactly. So I had this big thing about her. And then so when she came out recently, probably in the past, I'll say 5-6 years, and she's just been saying this stuff out of her mouth that's just completely crazy.
Yeah.
I'm just like, whoa, she's nuts.
She's right.
Nuts. See, you don't know. You don't know.
You know? I used to also, thought she was pretty. Yeah.
Yeah,
you're right. Because you never know. You don't know what their struggle is. You don't know what they're going through. I'm trying to think back in my days who I think it was like in the 80s. It was like Halle Berry, mainly, like the guy
and
that I was
And even she got cheated on, guys. She got cheated on, Halle Berry, Shantae Moore, all these women that are considered to be so amazing, Sandra Bullock, and oh, my God, you name them. I mean, it happens because it's not about the beauty. It's about the person and, you know, how you know.
That gets to show that beauty is just a shallow thing. Of course it's important. You know, people say, but I got to look at I get that, but I'm saying for the person that is pretty outside, if she can be the most insecure person or he. So that has nothing to do with it. If they don't love themselves, they can be so pretty, and then that's all they're going to live for is their beauty. And then once that fades, they're very lonely. They're very lonely once that beauty fades. Or they have to do all kinds of plastic surgeries to stay relevant because that's all they got, but they don't really love themselves.
Right.
Actually, I feel very sorry for these people. But now, to me, Halle Berry was always beautiful in and out. She's always had that beautiful aura about herself, and she's always been beautiful to me in every way. Now, does she feel like that about herself? Nah, we don't know that, of course.
Right,
but,
exactly. And remember, cheating is not about the person anyway. It's about the person who is just trying to get something over on somebody and
who's
being
who's
selfish.
Doing.
Yeah, that's completely about them. I'm not taking anything from these beautiful women, you know, by saying that they were cheated on. I was just saying, you know, of course, that, you know, just because you're beautiful doesn't mean that people won't cheat. But also to the cheaters, just
you know, think about what you're doing, and it's really not that serious. You can be single and date around and have fun, but when you're really ready to settle down and you're telling someone that you really want to settle down with them, just be careful. People are crazy. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
all
and to clarify another thing, and to clarify another thing, you know, to for our men out there, there's so many women who cheat as well, and it's just
it's
horrible. And it's them. It's not you. If she cheats on you, then that is what she chose to do, and it has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with you. And that's how we have to look at it, because it would be so horrible for me to sit down and beat myself up and say, oh, my gosh, it's my fault that he cheated.
Right.
That would be just horrible. Then I, again,
right.
bully myself and don't love myself enough to know that, no, right. honey, you don't deserve that. He did
right.
wrong. He was wrong with, you know, whatever he did. So
mm-hmm.
it takes
thank
growing
you,
up. It takes a lot of knowledge. It takes a lot
yeah.
of stuff.
I was saying thank you. I was saying thank you for, you know, saying that with the men, because it does go both ways. When I watch Divorce Court,
mm-hmm.
trust me, it's more women cheating than anybody. So
oh,
it's
yeah.
crazy. But, yeah, it,
mm-hmm.
it's definitely women cheating since the Internet, they say, is way up since the Internet.
Oh, my gosh.
More women. Yeah.
Now, we had that show about the Internet. But now,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
You said that before on a different show. And these days and time, you have to have a very, very strong relationship to your partner. And that
yeah.
goes back to our topic tonight, even. You have to.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I'm single, yeah, I still can say that.
You better give that relationship advice. It don't matter. Yeah.
I mean.
Give relationship advice. I always tell people, you don't have to. I don't have to be in a relationship right now to give a relationship advice. I've been in relationships before, being married or single or whatever. If you got some good
right.
advice, please let me know.
Well,
also,
I've learned from the mistakes too. So, I mean, yeah, I can give that advice.
Yes.
Like, don't do this. Don't do this and don't do that, because trust me, I've made that mistake. I've done this and I've done that. So don't do that again, you know. And
right.
it's, you know, when I'm in a relationship, things gonna be maybe different. I mean, you know, I don't know. I just can only speculate. I just know from the way I feel right now that this is how I'm going to approach it. And I'm very excited about that. I'm excited to approach
right.
this new me, you know, and look at certain things very different. And
yes.
at the end of the day, I have to go to bed, like you said, being happy with myself, loving myself.
Yes. Definitely. Every single one of us has to do that. And I cannot tell you guys how beneficial this combo was. I'm just loving this. It was really, really good. Really good.
I'm looking at another quote that I wrote, and since we all keep it positive and powerful, this is an older one. I wrote that 2 years ago. I can't control the world or how others think of me or themselves even. I am, however, in control of my own thoughts. I can change the world inside of me. I can either live in sorrow and self-destruction, or I can choose to live and actually enjoy life. And that is fitting tonight's topic. Not really
definitely.
The topic, but with everything we talked about. You have to. You have to control your own thoughts and make them happy thoughts. Happy thoughts, I mean, happy life require happy thoughts. You cannot always be happy, but at least don't be sad and be mad. And if you do, channel it and then try to switch it around and use it for your good. That's what I can say about that. Because that's how I handle stress and madness now, because I'm a human. I do get mad, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a human.
Yeah.
I have emotions. But what I do now is I channel them now. I used to not know how to do that. I was outraged.
Mm-hmm.
Just the other day I shared a status, I think it was yesterday, saying that years ago I would have been outraged, confrontational, arguing.
I remember. I saw that one. Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the beauty. The beauty of it is when you change and you go through change. And, I mean, we're talking years now. I mean, I may debate for a minute, but you know what? It's like, nah, I'm okay. I don't want that anymore.
Right.
I don't want that negative energy. And Tara, what's her name? Taraji.
Mm-hmm.
I said it on our like page. What she said, like, be careful who you surround yourself with.
be with people who lift you up, be with positive people. That is so important too. You can be all, you know, Buddha mode and everything, but then your whole crew is negative and just bring you down and say the whole, I mean, that is contagious, but so it's a good and positive attitude. So be around positive people, like, you know, that lift you up. Like when you're down, you know, call your girl and she'll be like, I told you. No, be with somebody who says, you know what, it's okay. It'll pass and you'll be all right. That's who you need to surround yourself with. Very important. Watch your friends.
Your company. Yeah, the company you keep. So true.
The company.
So true. I was watching the Soul Sunday Soul with Oprah quite a few years back, and she was like, a true friend, you can call them up and say, look, I just told a bold-faced lie, and I don't know how to get out of it. I don't know what to do. And she was like, that friend won't be like, oh, you shouldn't have, or I can't believe you. They should be like, okay, so what can we do about it now? Well, how can we fix this? Those are the people you love around you. I love that. So take that with you guys. I love that. And shout out to Germany. Let me just say that. I wanted to say that.
Shout out to
Germany.
Staying
up with us.
Yes. And listen, there's like a little tip that you might can benefit from too, partner.
Okay.
Complain less, appreciate more. That is a quote that I didn't write. It's just a quote that I read somewhere. But, okay, every time you complain, and, you know, I don't know how many times we complain a day. Let's say we complain 50 times a day. Then make sure with every complaint, you say one affirmation to be grateful for. So you pretty much, what you do there is channel it. Like, let's say you sit here and you say, oh, my God, I'm so tired. These people getting on my nerves at my job. I'm so glad to have a job. I'm so grateful to have a job. And you can catch it because, look, you say so many bad and horrible and negative things a day. Okay, as soon as you say that, turn it around right away. And, you
right
know,
away.
When you do that right away, that's just like drinking your cup of coffee and then have a glass of water behind it to flush it, flush the bad out.
Right.
Do that. And it's going to become the norm. But you have to keep on practicing and keep on practicing. It's like as soon as you say something bad, turn around and make that bad good. And that's for starters. Yeah, and maybe it'll work. It works for me, and it has been working for me because I complain and then I turn around. And I think you maybe even sometimes can tell it when we talk. Like earlier, we talked about a certain celebrity, and I was ranting, and then I was like, but you know what? She is, you know.
Yes.
It's like you have to stop and be like, you know what? No, that's negative because everything I put out comes back. So let me turn it around and make it good. So complain less, appreciate more. And if you do complain, turn it right around and say a positive affirmation.
And we are all on our separate journeys. That's the main thing to remember. We're all on our journeys. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's got it all down. So, yay. That's, you know, that's the refreshing thing to remember.
Well, tonight we had a show and we talked about, and I know we're probably going to get a lot of demands and listeners after we post it anyway, and emails.
Right.
So let us know how you feel about what we talked about, mainly, of course, when does cheating and where does cheating begin. And if you take anything or if you want to take anything from what we said tonight, make sure you follow our show on Artist Connection on Facebook. You know, we post positive things all the time. And email us or tweet us, and let us know maybe how you feel about that whole positive attitude and optimistic type of lifestyle that we talked about and how that can be, say, transferred into a relationship, like transformed into a relationship and make your relationship or marriage better. Just, you know, talk to us. Let us know.
Right.
And make sure next Wednesday to tune in. We know every Wednesday we air this and that, and we have different topics. Follow our show to get email alerts, and I'll give the mic to you, partner, and I'm out for tonight.
All right. Well, I want to thank my partner, as always, holding it down, giving us some very good advice and positivity, as she does so well. I want to thank every single one of you guys who tuned in to our show and who continue to listen to us and support us. Love you guys, and we will definitely see you guys next week. Bye.
R&B, pop, funk, rock, soul. Tammy and Tasha about to take control of your mind. It's Artist Connection time.
What's up, world? It's your funk soul leader, Glass the Tramp, and I'm crazy in love with the Artist Connection. Tammy and Tasha, keep it funky, ladies. Yeah.